relating to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is when it's on Sunday. So what is just the basic story of Pesach Sheni? Vayiyu anoshim asher hayu tumeim lenefesh adam. The story was that there were people in the desert after Yitzias Mitzrayim. They brought the Karban Pesach on the anniversary. They brought the Karban Pesach on the anniversary of Yitzias Mitzrayim 1 year later. And it happened to be that there were a couple of people that were unable to participate in the Karban Pesach because of they were tamei. And okay, so you lose out. Oynis Rachmona Patre. Who are the people? People were the people that were carrying, that were transporting the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik demanded before he died that Klal Yisrael take a shvua, that when they leave Mitzrayim, they will carry his bones, take his casket out of Egypt. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he led the way. Vayikach Moshe went and he, when everyone else was busy with Bizas Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, he went and he fulfilled the shvua. He took the coffin of Yosef and it was transported by the Bnei Levi, and the people that were caring for the Aron were Tamei because Yosef is a mace, and the male of the people that were in the vicinity of the body, whatever they became, we were Tamei. So they were unable to bring the Karban Pesach. Okay, so you would say, nu, Oynes Rachmana Patre, what could we do? We couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. It's not our fault. We're not responsible. And let's move on. No. They felt lacking. They had tsar. They came to Moshe and they said the famous words, Lama Nigara. Why should we be denied the opportunity? Moshe was affected by their sincerity. He asked Hashem what to do. So Hashem said, okay, you know what? We're going to make an exception for them and for all generations. We're going to create a new halacha called Pesach Sheni 30 days after Pesach. We're going to repeat the entire thing all over again for those people that were Tanaim or Rechaikim. They were distant because of they didn't have it was not their fault, or their tummy not their fault. Hashem created the holiday. Hashem sanctioned that there should be something called Pesach Sheni only because people felt pain. It was not like all of the other mitzvahs that were given by Hashem, whether you like it or not. There was never meant to be a festival called Pesach Sheni. The only reason why it came into being is because there were people that were tameim and had pain that they were unable to participate. They expressed their frustration to Moshe. Moshe in turn expressed their frustration to Hashem. Hashem said, you know what? Because they are in pain that they're not able to participate, we're going to make a new holiday called Pesach Sheni. And we're going to it's going to be a toned-down celebration of Yitzias Mitzrayim with selective mitzvahs. In other words, you're going to bring a Karban Pesach, and with the Karban Pesach, you're going to eat matzah and morah. However, you're not going to say halal. You're not going, there's not going to be any prohibition to do melacha on this day, and you're permitted to have in your possession chametz. You don't need to bedikas chametz. You don't need to sell your chametz to a guy. You can have in your home chametz, and there's no isser melacha, and you bring the Karban Pesach, you must eat matzah and morer together with the Karban Pesach. On that day, you can certainly eat chametz. Can you eat chametz together with Pesach and matzah morah? I don't think so. But you're allowed to possess chametz, and you are permitted, and you are permitted to eat chametz later in the day or earlier in the day. Now let's.
How about Dubrocks?
Dubrocks. That might be awesome. And kidneyos. I don't know about kidneyos. That might be more complicated. But chametz you can eat for sure. Gebrochst and kidneyos, I'm not so sure about that. Okay, that's a joke, obviously. Now let's clarify. What exactly was the procedure? Let's clarify. The procedure was on the fourth. Now, when is Pesach? Regular Pesach. It's on day 15. Pesach, the Seder takes place Lel Tes Vav. When do we sacrifice the Karban Pesach? Yudalit. The Karban Pesach is sacrificed, slaughtered on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Okay, today with daylight savings times, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, the whole Klal Yisrael lines up in the front of the Beis HaMikdash. 1 o'clock, can you imagine this? The entire Klal Yisrael is standing in front of the Beis HaMikdash, waiting on line with animals to bring them into the Beis HaMikdash for a Kohen to slaughter, to do the Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. And immediately thereafter, the animals are flayed and they're roasted on a spit. And after that's done, they're taken home to Yerushalayim and they're put on the table, and they're eagerly going to wait until sunset, say Sakai Chavim. They go to Shul, they daven, they come home, and they have the Seder, and they eat the Pesach, Matzah, Umarar, and they say the Haggadah. So when is the Karban Pesach slaughtered? On day 14, Erev Pesach. When is it eaten? At night. Lel Tes Vav. Hashem says, whatever you did during Pesach Rishon, do during Pesach Sheni, without the Isra Melacha, without the requirement to remove Chametz from your home, and anything else.
But there is no Seder.
Oh, so that's a good part of the question. What exactly? It's not so clear.
Well,
what
the
was
the Torah doesn't refer to what we call Pesach today. They don't. It refers to its Chag HaMatzot, the only day that we.
Is
Pesach
is the first day. It's the 14th day, right? Correct.
History.
Correct.
Until late 1800s,
it's called Chag HaMatzot.
All the writings of Chachamim were only Chag HaMatzot.
Correct.
It doesn't say Pesach. And that, you know, that's the holiday.
Correct. So let's now go look at Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni, we're going to basically repeat whatever we would have done during Pesach Rishon. So that means, when on Pesach Sheni would you, what day and time would you slaughter the Karban Pesach? Day 14. What they would do is, let's say this year would be, there would be a Pesach Sheni this year. So anyone that was Tameh or Rochek, which means all of us, but we had that whole discussion if it really applies in that case, because everyone, no one did Pesach Rishon. But let's make believe it would be done. So on Sunday is the 14th day of Iyar. It's the 14th day. So on the 14th day, after 1 o'clock, anyone that did not bring a Pesach Rishon would come to the Beis HaMikdash with an animal, a seh, on Sunday, 1 o'clock, enter the Beis HaMikdash, be received by a Kohen, who would take the animal, slaughter it, and begin the entire process of Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. The animal will be taken, it will be roasted. It will be taken home. Home means within Yerushalayim. And you would wait until Sunday night. What time is Seh Sakai Chavim? I don't know, let's make believe it's 8 o'clock, for argument's sake. You wait until 8 o'clock, you'd go Daven Ma'ariv, you count Svira, say Kriya Shema, come home, sit down at your dining room table in Yerushalayim, have on the table the Karban Pesach, matzah. You need matzah, or Sperling has some matzah. On sale, only $30 a pound. You get some kosher Pesach matzah. Maror, you go to your local grocery, get romaine lettuce. And by the way, everyone agrees, less man de polig, that Pesach Sheni, you don't eat the matzah alone. It's Kerich. There's no one that disagrees.
What's your time frame, David?
Until Chatzos. Only until same exact until Chatzos. Same exact.
What do you do with the rest of it? You have to bring it back.
You have to burn it. You have to burn it. Noiser. You have to find get a chabur. It should not be noiser. So you should go put out an ad in the Flappish Jewish Journal. We have an animal Karban Pesach, and we can have enough space kazeis for 10 people. I'm making a chabura.
No sprinkling of blood in the Beis HaMikdash and all that stuff.
No, it is. It is. I said that. You have to go. Of course. Of course, I said that. You have to go to Yerushalayim. I said that, of course. You have to go. Anyone that did not bring the Pesach Rishon has to get on a plane, go to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, on this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday is day 14 of Iyar, and you stand there in front of the Beis HaMikdash at 12:59. You wait until Chatzos, 1 o'clock, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash will open, and all the people that did not bring a Pesach Rishon will enter into the Beis HaMikdash with an animal, with a seh, and the Kohanim will slaughter the Karban Pesach on this Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. They'll give the person the animal, the Emun will be burnt on the Mizbeach, whatever needs the fats will be burnt on the Mizbeach, and the leftover will be given to the people. They will take the animal, they will roast it. on a spit, and after they finish roasting it, you'll take it to your hotel room, in the Waldorf, in Yerushalayim, that's in the old city, center of the Waldorf qualifies, and you go find a place to set up shop in Yerushalayim, and you'll wait patiently until Sunday night, 8 o'clock, you'll go to a shul, Dava Mariv, Kriya Shema, Shimon Esrei, Svira Sa'omer, come home, and you'll be there in a room with all of the other people who did not bring their carbon pesach, who have registered with your animal, and everyone will be given a kezias, and everyone will be given matzah and moror, and everyone will make korech. By Pesach Sheni, the only way you eat it together. You don't eat it separately.
Men only?
What?
Men only?
Women also. No difference. All women that did not participate. Men and women. Just like identical to Pesach Rish. No difference. Miracle. That's a mystery. Big mystery. How do they slaughter so many animals in a short period of time? It's a miracle. There's no answer. It's the Mala Miderech HaTeva. It was... We don't know. It's a big mystery.
Let's say you were a Yotzi with your carbon pesach.
No, you're done. Absolutely.
So what do you need chabura on Pesach?
because the same kichukas ha pesach yasu also. The pasuk says explicitly all the rules apply. There's a general pasuk. Pasuk says kichukas ha pesach. Every rule that applies to Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni, unless the Torah explicitly tells you something differently. One of the exceptions is that Pesach Rishon, according to most opinions, everything is eaten separately. Eat the Pesach, eat the Matzah, and the Moror separately. Everyone appears to agree that Pesach Sheni, Korech. Everything is eaten together in one shot. Al Matzois, Umirorim, Yochluhu, eat the Pesach, Matzah, Moror in one sandwich. And you have to eat it before Chatzois. And anyone that did not bring Karban Pesach must participate in this Karban Pesach. If you already brought your Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to. Then it would be Bal Tosef. If you already offered the Karban Pesach Rishon, there is no need for you to bring a Pesach Sheni. And in fact, if you do bring a Pesach Sheni, it's Bal Tosef. Okay, so I just described to you what's going to be happening Sunday. Sunday morning until 1 o'clock, it's just business as usual. Nothing special. Nothing is going on. The action... Activity starts at 1 o'clock. Okay? Daylight savings time means that Chatzos is approximately 1 o'clock. Maybe 1:15, whatever it is. I don't know when it is. Whatever. Maybe it's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is when all of the activity starts. Doors open up in the Mikdash. Kohanim are on duty to accommodate the crowd. Everything is slaughtered, taken care of. There are buses taking everyone back to their hotel that's inside Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim. And everyone, the chef and the cooks, are all making a lavish seder. There's probably, you probably say the Haggadah, I would imagine. It's probably a special Haggadah that the art scroll published for Pesach Sheni Haggadah. Who says the Manishtana? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I assume there is a special nusach of a Haggadah that is recited with the Pesach Sheni. Maybe it says this in the Shulchan Aruch HaOsid, Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, it tells you all these dinim, someone this year, I don't know, whatever it is, I'm sure we'll figure out all the details.
If Erev Pesach was Shabbos, you still do the Korban Pesach?
So you would slaughter it, yes, the halacha is, same thing, you slaughter it, yes, the same way you shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, you slaughter it on Shabbos. However, the preparation cannot be done until Mitzvah Shabbos. Ordinarily, the preparation is done on Erev Pesach, the roasting. The roasting is done immediately on Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you do not do the roasting. All you do is the slaughter.
There's, that's also preparation.
That's Gzeres, fine, this. I mean the food preparation part.
But you can't prepare it before
this. You can't, it can be done, and when Erev Pesach, Shechal Lihiyos B'Shabbos, the slaughter of the animal was done on Shabbos Kodesh. And there's a discussion in the Gemara if they flayed it, if they pulled off the skin, because pulling off the skin is a malacha. And the question is that included, when the Torah says that you're allowed to do the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Lacha, the Shechita, does it also permit you to pull off the skin? Because if you do not pull off the skin, it's going to begin to rot. It's going to quickly going to become foul. You have to give it circulation. So the question is, did they also, were they permitted also on Shabbos to flay the animal, but certainly you're not allowed to roast the meat until Mitzvah Shabbos. So it would be no different. But let's, I want to discuss
but
this
you
year.
Get around that.
Yeah.
If you shecht it right before Shabbos is over.
No, you have to shecht it before you bring the Talmud Shalbein Harboyim. They are the Beis HaMikdash has its schedule. It's scheduled. You have to bring the Talmud Shalbein Harboyim. You have to bring the Ketores and the Lechem up and the Neirois. So the Beis HaMikdash has their schedule. They begin to shut down Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is closing time, 9 to 5. Mincha Ketana is about 5 o'clock, right? So not, they only work in the Mikdash 9 to 5. so even though it says it's 8 o'clock, they're already shutting down by Mincha Ketana time. So everything has to be done immediately, right after Chatzos.
They start at 5.
They start, they...
5
in the morning. Right. But we're talking about, you cannot bring the Karban Pesach until Chatzos. I want to just illustrate this halacha, this example with this year. Make believe this year there was a Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully there will be. It's not going to be. Well, make believe there was a Beis HaMikdash. Halavai there will be. And all of the activity begins 1 p.m. in Yerushalayim time. Assuming that 1 p.m., I don't know if they have daylight savings on there, and 1 p.m. is Chatzos. Hayoyim. Chatzos Hayoyim. That's when everyone gets busy. And then after they finish all of the Avodah, and all of the meat is prepared, it is delivered to your hotel room in Yerushalayim, and a lavish seder is prepared with this meat that they will eat with matzah and with moror. And you wait patiently until 8 o'clock, tzeis lakachavim, you daven ma'ariv, and then you sit down to the seder of Pesach Sheni. You eat it at night, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, and it must be consumed by 1 a.m. At 1 a.m., it's over. The festivities are over, and the next day is a regular work day. So that means at 1 a.m., once it gets night, what calendar date is it? It's now Tesvav. You did the Shechita on Yudalit. Sunday is Yudalit. You ate it at night, which is already after sunset, it's Tesvav, and after 1 a.m. you're done. There's nothing more to do. Monday morning, it's not a holiday. Pesach Sheni is only with regard to eating the Karban Pesach with matzah and moror. The Shechita is on Yudalit. The Achila is at night, like the Seder. Monday morning, there is no special davening. You don't say Hallel, you're permitted to do Melacha, there's nothing to do. Go to work, get back to life, you're all done. No, the leftovers must be eaten, you're not allowed to eat anything past Chatzos.
But the leftover food has to be burnt?
Has to be burnt, correct. Anything that's left over must be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, but hopefully there will be no leftovers. If there are leftovers, so then they have to be burnt, they have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, they have to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a good thing. That's noiser. You don't want that to happen. We're assuming everything's going to go according to plan. So now, here we are, this year, Sunday. You're going to discover, you're going to come to shul Sunday morning, and it depends what shul you have. You may find on the table matzah Sunday morning. And you may see people eating matzah Sunday lunch. Today is Pesach Sheni. Let's zecher le Pesach Sheni. Let's today on Monday have matzah. Excuse me. Matzah? You don't eat matzah. If there was a Beis HaMikdash on Sunday, would you be eating matzah? No, you won't. You would be shechting your Karban Pesach. The matzah that accompanies the Pesach Sheni this year will be eaten Sunday night for a few hours between sunset, between Tzeis HaKoychavim and Chatzos Laila. So why do we see people running around on Pesach Sheni, eating Shemura Matzah, leftover Shemura Matzah on Pesach Sheni? You're going to see all over. Monday, Baruch Hashem, we live in a very chashva community, and you're going to see many people are going to be Mekayim, a mitzvah of Zecher LePesach Sheni, this coming Sunday, by eating Shemura Matzah. Because on the calendar, it says that Sunday is Pesach Sheni. Sunday is the 14th day of Iyar. Excuse me, that's not when you eat matzah. to accompany the Pesach. Matzah is eaten at night. The matzah is eaten together with the Pesach Sheni. Sunday is only when you slaughter the Karban Pesach.
So just to say,
and you put it away, you put it away for safekeeping until Sunday night after sunset, after Tzeisak HaChavim, and then you eat the Pesach together with matzah and moror. So the if you want to create a zecher for Pesach Sheni, the same way we have a zecher for the Pesach Rishon by eating a kezayis of matzah, the afikoyman that we eat, according to many, the extra kezayis, depends on different opinions, is a zecher for the Karban Pesach. We make a zecher for the real Karban Pesach during the Zaman when we eat the real Karban Pesach. At the Pesach Seder, Erev Pesach, do you eat matzah Erev Pesach?
Absolutely.
You're not even allowed to. It is also, it is categorically forbidden to eat matzah Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is when you shech the Karban Pesach. When do we eat the matzah? The night of Pesach.
But it's Korah and there's nothing else to eat it with.
So what do you? So we do the same thing on the night of Pesach. We eat multiple kizesim. We eat, in fact, lechatchila, 5 kizesim on the night of Pesach. One for the bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. One for the mitzvah deraisa of achilas matzah, and then another one for korech, and another one as a zecher for the korban chagiga, and a zecher for the Karban Pesach. 2 kezesim, another 2 kezesim. L'chatchila, 5 kezesim. So the afikoyman that we eat, according to many opinions, according to most, is a zecher for the Karban Pesach. We eat an extra kezayis of matzah to remind ourselves of the Pesach, and we eat it at exactly the same time when we would have eaten the Karban Pesach. If that is the case, if today we want to make a zecher for the Pesach Sheni, we should follow in the same pattern, and we should eat the Kezayis Matzah Sunday night after the stars come out until Chatzos. That would appear to be the correct, precise moment to eat matzah as a zecher le Pesach Sheni, because that's the way we would do it if there was a Beis HaMikdash. So why then is it very common in Klal Yisrael, to eat matzah Pesach Sheni by day during the Zman when we are slaughtering, or even early in the morning, the Karban the Pesach?
Ignorance?
That's not a nice thing to say.
They don't
know. Ignorance?
Truth, we did it on the night of the 15th anyhow.
Oh, okay. So the truth is, there are opinions that say, there are Gedolei Yisrael, that's right. That's if you really know what you're doing, that's what you're supposed to do. The Zman to eat the matzah is not Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. The correct Zman to eat the matzah is Sunday night, after Tzeisak HaChavim, identical to the same way we have a Zecher for the Pesach Rishon on the night of Pesach. The Zecher for the Pesach Sheni is on the night between 14 and 15. That's the correct Zman to eat the matzah.
My grandmother made the night.
That's the Zman. That's the real Zman. So why today don't we? So you'll say it's ignorance. You'll say because it's a zecher. It's not Pesach Sheni. It's not zecher. Pesach Sheni is a yomtiv for the Tanaim and the Rechokim. We already had a zecher for Pesach Rishon. If you brought the Pesach Rishon, you don't bring the Pesach Sheni. So you can downplay. Yeah, you don't really need to eat it. It's not so serious. It's just, you know, today we shech the Pesach Sheni. You know, so you eat a little matzah. Okay, that is an answer. There's another answer, which is an interesting answer, is you bedafka must eat it then. You bedafka may not eat it at night. Bedafka eat it by day. Why? It would be considered baltoisis. Did everyone here eat the Pesach Rishon? Well, we didn't eat the Pesach Rishon, but we did something zecher lePesach Rishon. So a zecher in our imaginary minds, in our fantasy world, we brought the Karban Pesach. We did bring the Karban Pesach. So we brought the Karban Pesach. For us to bring the Pesach Sheni would be us, it would be categorically forbidden. It would be Bal Tosef. A person who is Mekayim Pesach Rishon is not allowed for fun to volunteer. Oh, I'll bring, you know what? I'm off from work. I'll bring a Pesach Sheni. Did you bring the Pesach Rishon? Yes. That's it. You're done. This is not a game. Pesach Sheni is only for those people that were unable to bring Pesach Rishon. It's not a voluntary mitzvah. You cannot. So if we take seriously Zecher LeMikdash, Zecher LePesach Rishon, by eating the Afikoyman on Pesach Rishon, if you ate the Afikoyman on Pesach Rishon, Bizman, so you consider yourself having to have done the most you can possibly do due to the circumstance of not having a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, in our minds, it's as if we brought the Karban Pesach and we ate the Karban Pesach bi'itoy uvizmanoy. If we now go and take a piece of shmur matzah and eat it again on Pesach Sheni, Sunday night after Tzeisach Rechavim, Zecher lePesach Sheni, it's Bal Tosef. It's not Bal Tosef Mamish, obviously, because it's only a Zecher, but it's a contradiction to what you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to unashalma fonim sifasem. You're trying to make yourself. If you want to go and relive the experience and you're going to eat matzah during this as a zecher, that means you had a karban pesach rishon, a pesach sheni. You have just committed a terrible avera of Baal Tosef. And that's a serious stuff. Baal Tosef, for some reason, it carries a lot of weight in Chazal. Call whatever Hashem told you to do, don't add and don't detract. The same way we're extremely critical of conservative Jewry and reform and egalitarian, all of these denominations, because they have in a horrific, disgraceful way, have violated Baal Tigra and decided, oh, today you don't need to keep Shabbos, you don't need to keep kosher, you don't need to do this, you don't need intermarriage is mutter. In the same way we look at them with disgust and disdain. How dare you? How dare you go and desanctify and abuse the Torah HaKadosha via Baal Tigra? Don't diminish. Who are you to go and be Baal Tosef, to make a new religion? You make a new religion. Today, people are very critical of all these new things you never heard of. Lag BaOmer, the Chassam Sofer, was mamish fire. He was very much against the celebration of Lag BaOmer.
Really?
Yeah, the Chassam Sofer was unbelievable. He was very, very, very disturbed with Lag BaOmer, the celebration of people going to Meiron. He held, what is going on? New religion, new things. People get a little carried with segulas, all these things that go on today. Rav Shaila, okay, they had Karestina. No one is denying that he was holy as can possibly be. I don't know, when we were kids, you ever heard of him? No one ever heard of him. Today it's a new religion. It's mamish, a new religion. Okay, saying the mon on the Tuesday, Parshas Mishalach. If you don't say Parsha Salmon, it's going to ruin your Shidduchim. You know, it's like there are things. Excuse me, Bal Tosef. Everything is beautiful and everything is proper, but there's you have to be careful not to go and add things that are not the Ikar. Bal Tosef, did you bring the Pesach Rishon? Yes, you did. How? By eating the Afikoyman. If you eat the Afikoyman in our limited ability to the Mekayim this mitzvah, it's ki'ilu, whatever that means, you've done the most that you can possibly do. If you follow the law of the Torah, you're not permitted to eat, to bring a Pesach Sheni. If you're going to go now, Sunday night, sit down to dinner, wait until it's 8 o'clock, and put on the table Shmur Matzah, and say, Zecher! You have to have some romaine lettuce and your matzah. didn't you do this a month ago at the Seder? You did. So you're doing it again, and you're trying to ask Hashem to accept the Achilas Kezayis of the Afikomen in place of the Karban Pesach. And now you're asking Hashem to do the same thing? You've just committed a terrible, terrible Avera about this. Oh, but we want to, we have a need to express our frustration that we really, in truth, did not bring the Karban Pesach. And we all together, Tenein Urechaykim, and we yearn for the day when the Beis HaMikdash will be restored, and if it was built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. There are some opinions that say, you know, maybe the whole Klal Yisrael can bring a Pesach Sheni. Okay, that's very noble, that's very correct, but you have to do it in a way to show that you're not, you have your head on your shoulders. You know what you're doing. You're in the driver's seat, and you are a Talmud Chacham. You're knowledgeable in the area of halacha, and you're not coming to create a new religion. So you want to do a zecher? Do the zecher at a time that cannot possibly be Baal Tosef. And when is that? Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. If I was actually bringing a Pesach Sheni today, I would not be allowed to do this. It would be forbidden for me. You have to have a, the same way you're not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach, you would not be allowed to eat matzah. You would not be allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach Sheni on Sunday. It would be categorically forbidden. No one would dare eat matzah Erev Pesach. So how could you be eating matzah Erev Pesach Sheni? The answer is Hagufa. Because I already brought the Pesach Rishon. I'm not bringing the Pesach Sheni. It's only a Zecher. A Zecher, but I have to respect the Halacha. So I'm eating the matzah precisely at a time when I would ordinarily not be allowed to eat the matzah to show that this is not the real thing. So this is just the Zecher.
That's why it's daft for the 14th and not the
15th. Right, right. Not but the 15th wouldn't do for you anything anyway, because the 15th, you
no,
don't...
You're doing the, no, the whole reason is just Zecher, so you do it on the 15th, which is...
Why? The 15th is nothing will happen. During the 15th by day, you're out of the Zman. It's like doing it Chanukah time.
And so it's 14 out of
the
Zman.
No, you're slaughtering the Karban Pesach. It's not the same. If you eat matzah on day 15 for lunch, it's like eating matzah on Chanukah. After Chatzos, there's no Issur Melacha. Pesach Sheni does not extend into the day. Pesach Sheni starts at 1 o'clock. Sunday ends 1 o'clock a.m.
At night. I'm hearing, I see why Dafka should be the 14th. It's not only making the Zecher, you want to show that I'm doing it in a Zman that I could not.
Exactly.
So that's why Dafka.
Exactly, but yet it's still a Zman. It's still part of the Zman. If you do it on day 15, Monday for lunch, it's like eating matzah on Hanukkah. When you do it on Sunday at 1 o'clock, now is the Zman of activity. Now
activity,
is when. No, Pesach, yes, Pesach, Pesach Sheni. If it was a Beis HaMikdash on Sunday at 1 p.m., what's happening?
But it wouldn't be a Zman that I can eat the Karban Pesach. It's not a Zman that I could have eaten.
It's not a Zman when you can eat it, but it's the Zman of Pesach. Because now is the Zman when you slaughter and you prepare it. And you wait with the meat until it gets nighttime. So the Pesach's in front of you. Am I allowed to eat matzah? No, I'm not allowed to eat matzah. But is it the Zman of Pesach? Yes, it is. When you want to do a Zecher, the Zecher has to be current during the Zman that it's relevant. At 1 o'clock, it's the Zman of Pesach. So Monday morning, it's Purim, it's Hanukkah, it's the middle of the summer. It's not Pesach anymore, it's over. The Zman of activity when the Pesach is in front of you is Sunday, 1 p.m. That's when the animal is in your hands, you step into the Mikdash, you slaughter it, collect its blood, apply it to the Mizbeach, burn its fats, flay it.
If that totally comes into play, then you should wait till after 1 o'clock to eat matzah.
Correct. Correct. Eating matzah before 1 o'clock, according to this, is like eating matzah the day after Tisha B'Av. What?
On the
15th. Or you want to eat matzah today? Gesundheit. What do you matzah? You can tell me if I eat matzah today, Zecher or Pesach Sheni. I don't know what you're talking about. Today's not Pesach Sheni. You're eating matzah today? We go to Obik or Dal Yom. Okay, let's not go. Yeah, what eating matzah? What are you doing now? You like matzah? Good for you. So eat all the matzah you want. Good for you. You want to go tell me that the eating of Zecher Pesach Sheni is today Pesach Sheni? Do you have any shaychus to Pesach Sheni? When does Pesach Sheni begin? Sunday 1 p.m. And when does it go until? It goes until Sunday night 1 a.m. Now during that 12-hour period of time, from when it gets dark, say Sacher Chavim until Chatzos Laila, if you eat the matzah then, Zecher LePesach Sheni, and you already did a Zecher LePesach Rishon, then you play with fire. Because then, the same way we ridicule people who are over in Baal Tigra, you're just as bad. You're being over in Baal Tosef. There's only one Zman to bring Pesach, not two. So when can you do a Zecher and you're not in violence? We'll eat the matzah when it's Pesach, at a time when it's not Shaykh to eat the matzah. Where you cannot be over in Baal Tosef, and that is Erev Pesach Sheni, Sunday at 1 p.m. Okay, so that is one of the time. Now let's talk about another interesting concept of what are the, besides what you do the Pesach, what about the laws of the day? On Sunday at one o'clock, is a person allowed to fast during the whole day? Is a person allowed to deliver eulogies? Do you say Tachanun on Sunday? So saying Tachan on Sunday is a very controversial thing. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. I don't remember anymore. Remember, it used to be the Minag Yerushalayim was that you do say Tachan on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the Minag Yerushalayim, Minag Eretz Yisrael. It used to be. The problem is that today everything is a big mishmash, and the Chazonish changed the Minag, believe it or not. It used to be until the Chazonish, Pesach Sheni, Eretz Yisrael. It was a very lightweight day. It's not for Klal Yisrael, it's for Yechidim. No, if someone has a Simcha, so you have a Simcha, very good, you're the Chosan, so you don't say Tachanun. The whole Klal Yisrael, life goes on. Not everyone has a Simcha today. Mm-hmm. Pesach Sheni is a day that's limited for people that are in trouble. It's a day for the Tanayim and the Rechoykin. And that's it. It's not a day for the Gantz Klal Yisrael to celebrate and not to say Tachanun. So, you say Tachanun. You want to fast? Think about it. Erev Pesach, are you allowed to fast? Time is for Chorim.
Right.
So why should Sunday be any different than Erev Pesach? If Erev Pesach, this is something called Time is for Chorim. So, this Sunday, Erev, this Sunday, Yudalid Iyar, which is exactly the same thing as Erev Pesach, exactly the same way. What is Erev Pesach? The day when you shech the Karban Pesach. Sunday is Pesach Sheni, the day when you shech the Pesach Sheni. If Erev Pesach you're allowed to fast, if the Purim are allowed to fast, so why can't you fast on Sunday? Why can't you deliver eulogies? What is the one of the machalik between Hespedim and Atinus? It's not so simple. The Minhag Yisrael today in the 21st century and even the end of the 20th century is it's really very standard. You don't say Tachanun on Sunday. That became the minhag. Because basically we're mishtatef in the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. Now what about saying Tachanun Erev by the Mincha before Pesach Sheni? Now this year there is no Tachanun before Pesach Sheni, the day before, because it's Shabbos. But we have Tzidkos. So this is a very interesting topic. Does Tzidkos have the same rules as Tachanun? Now the really way to illustrate this is much better with Lag BaOmer, but we don't have time for this. I want to tell you a little drush. We're not going to have time to talk about this. But basically, Tzidkoscha is not necessarily the same as Tachanun. Even if you're going to somehow come up with an excuse, a wild excuse, why you should not say Tachanun Erev Pesach Sheni, that will not necessarily translate into not saying Tzidkoscha this Shabbos. Basically, so it is. Tachanun really is connected to the night. When you say Tachnun at Mincha, this is a very important yisoy. When you say Tachnun at Mincha, it's Mincha, it's day. No. Tachanun is an acknowledgement that it's already the night.
That's what you have to do a couple of times, though.
Yeah, that's a different time. That's a different. I think that's a little bit different. There's a different yisoy. When a person is saying Tachanun at 1, at 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's a long day today. Baruch Hashem, they have a long day, right? The Shkia is very late today. And you say Tachanun at 2 o'clock. The Tachanun of 2 o'clock is really a connection to night, to Tzei Sakhar Chavim. You're getting a head start with Tzei Sakhar Chavim. So since Pesach Sheni, the calendar date is Sunday, even though you're not going to bring the Korban Pesach until 1 o'clock, but Sunday morning already is Sunday morning and Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, you're already in the swing of things. You're part of the calendar day. You're part of the calendar day of bringing the Korban Pesach. So Tachanun, you can argue, the day before, is already like the calendar day of Pesach Sheni. But Tzidkos Chatzedeh, that you say on Shabbos, is not part of the following night. Tzidkos Chatzedeh is the day. You say Tzidkos Chatzedeh because that now is the Zman when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Now, it's current. Tachanun is you're already holding in a virtual reality of you've already entered into the evening. The evening, you're now in a calendar day where an event is going to happen. You can argue, don't say Tachman. Don't, because you're already there. You're going into the future. Tzidkos Chatzedek, you're not going into the future. Tzidkos Chatzedek, you're grounded in the present. There's no movement. Therefore, if there is no movement, today is not Pesach Sheni. Shabbos is not Pesach Sheni. It's Erev Pesach Sheni, and even Pesach Sheni, you don't bring the carbon right away, you bring it in the afternoon. So it would seem that there is absolutely no reason why you should not say to Kosovo.
But why then on the other occasions when you don't say Tachanun, the next day you don't say Tachanun?
Because those occasions, there's something very significant happening at night, Mitzvah Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is on Mitzvah Shabbos, so Rosh Chodesh is on Mitzvah Shabbos. So the 6 hours before Rosh Chodesh, you're already in a different realm. But Pesach Sheni really begins not at night, it begins 1 p.m. So now you want to go and not say Tachanun in the morning, Shachris, that's a Chiddush. Night is already is another 12 hours. And then you want to go back into the day before, you're really stretching it. So you can stretch it in a regular year if you really want, because when you say Tachanun by Mincha, you've already entered into the night. If you entered into the night, that night has the same calendar day as what you're going to do in the afternoon. But Tzidkos Chatzedek, you're not going into the night. You're holding where you are right now. And at night, nothing is happening at night. And nothing is even happening in the morning until 1 p.m. So it's a very, very big stretch, massive, massive stretch to say that on Shabbos you should not say Tzidkoscha. If you don't say Tzidkoscha on Shabbos, I guarantee you, everyone in the shul is not screaming, no, Pesach Sheni, Pesach Sheni. It's largely due to ignorance, really, and maybe the Luach, I see the Ezra's Torah Luach says. If it's not, if
the Ezra... That's usually
the
way to go.
Yeah, I see the Ezra's Torah Luach says.
We said the Ezra's Torah Luach just recently started to say about not saying.
Now, the Sfarah that I'm saying in Baruch is not, this idea that I just said is not the same idea as what many people will say. The reason why you don't say Tzidkoscha is because when do you offer the Korban Pesach? You offer it in the afternoon at 1 p.m. So 1 p.m., so you want to not say, so Shachris, that's enough. Night, anyway, it's not Nogea, night. No, you don't need. It's, you don't need to come on to that because if that's the time, tachanun, you won't say, because tachanun by mincha is a virtual leap. It's a leap. It's 2 o'clock today, and you're saying tachanun. When you're saying tachanun at 2 o'clock, what you're doing is you're fast forwarding in a virtual world to the evening. Oh, I'm in the evening. And the calendar date is a date where an event takes place, and on that date you don't say tachlun. Okay, even the day before you're not going to say tachlun. But tzidkoschat tzedek, you're not going into the future. You're holding a yokish. Okay, we're out of time. Let me just stop. Maybe I'll just tell you.
The English Ezra Torah says some of the tachlun, those who admit tachlun today, should have admitted tzidkoschat tzedek at the end of yesterday's mincha. If you don't say tachlun.
Okay, so he's saying something different. He's saying, whatever the reasons are, he's saying that it's totally zeh b'zeh. But many say, tzidkoscha, this is a yisoid in, this is a general principle. There's a fundamental difference between tzidkoscha and tachnun. They're completely different, they have completely different rules. And the longest is, tzidkoscha is the din in the present. Moshe Rabbeinu died Shabbos afternoon. It's avelus for the present. You want to override that? You must have an event taking place right now. Today must be a yomtiv, or if tonight is going to be a yomtiv, so then you can say that the aura of the yomtiv that's coming in a few hours already has arrived early. But tachanun, you can be much more generous. Because tachanun is not a din in the present. Tachanun, when you're saying tachanun, you are already in this moment leaping into the evening. You're jumping into the evening, into the time of darkness. The darkness is on the way because now it's mincha. The day is coming to an end. When you recite tachnun, you're pushing yourself into the... So the moment of tachnun is a time machine. Make believe it's now Mitzvah Shabbos. Oh, it's Mitzvah Shabbos. And now, in about 12 hours, we're going to bring the Korban Pesach. So you can argue, listen, if in 12 hours from now we're going to bring the Pesach Sheni, 12 hours is good enough for me already not to say Tachanun. Because you've leaped. When you said the Mincha, you're in a time machine, you're Mitzvah Shabbos. You don't go into a time machine when you say Tzidkoscha. So therefore, right now it's not Pesach Sheni. Right now it's Shabbos. You're not going to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni for 24 hours. So what are you kidding yourself? You say tzidkoscha tzedek. If it was a year where it was not Shabbos and it was a tach, okay, tachin you don't say, but tzidkoscha tzedek you do say. Obviously, this is too complex for many people. This differentiation between tzidkoscha and tachin, the time machine difference, and that's why it became the common custom. Don't confuse me with the facts. That's the attitude of today. And today, if you go to a regular shul and you dare. Forget about even saying tzidkoscha. If you even dare pause for less than 3/5 of a second after you say Hamivarech Esamo Bashalom and give anyone even the slightest doubt that you're thinking about the possibility of saying tzidkoscha, they're going to pick you up and throw you out.
It's kind of.
Have a good day, Rabbi Sai.
Amen.